League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everyone, before we get started on today's brand new episode, we wanted to share some breaking news. We are having a holiday live stream for all listeners, not just Patreon. All listeners on Tuesday, December 17th at 7 p.m. on YouTube. You heard that right. Anyone can join this. So if you are listening to this or watching this right now, you're in. We're going to have the chat open for everyone. We're going to be discussing the biggest true crime stories of the year, drinking some spiked eggnog. Maybe that's just me. Take questions and comments from you guys and give away some holiday prizes and some other fun surprises as well. It's going to be so fun. Mark your calendars now, Tuesday, December 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And be sure to subscribe and hit the notification bell on YouTube to make sure you get that notification when we go live. But you can also follow us on social media so that you won't miss the link once we do go live. We're at Jay Thrasher, at Carpe Darren, and of course, you can find us on the official Facebook group and Patreon as well, all of which are linked in today's show notes. We cannot wait to have some fun with you guys and celebrate another amazing year of Shaken and Disturbed. We hope to see you then.
Welcome to Shaken and Disturbed, everybody. I am Darren Karp, here with John Thrasher. Oh, wave to all of
little
your fans.
Kisses. Giving little
You're
kisses.
You're giving little, you little kissies. Mm.
I'm not usually like, you know, kissy, but
did you ever watch, did you watch Love is Blind this past season? This
Love
relates
is Blind.
To this.
No. Mm-hmm. Is that a Netflix show?
Yes. There is a guy who, I think he was in Washington, D.C. Anyway, there's this guy, and he, to be honest, he had a very good sense of humor about it. But mm-hmm. he, when you're in the pods, you under, you know the show. I don't need to explain this
I don't
to you.
Think like I do. Oh, yes, yes, I do. Yes.
Love is Blind. Like, you know, you're behind your own pod or whatever. But this guy, when eventually, before he proposed and saw his future fiance, he would be like, all right, thinking of you. And he'd be like, and he would do that with his mouth. And it was like, and like the internet went fucking wild about it, obviously. Anyway, you just being like.
Little kisses.
Yeah, little kisses.
I'm using
kisses,
my like, hands, though. You know, I'm not making weird lip. I don't like weird
thank
lip
God.
Movements. Just to be
okay,
clear.
Well, I don't see any mistletoe in our new Christmas
That's
sets.
Right. No, we don't have those.
So you don't, you're going to see, the thing is, you're going to get a lot on this YouTube channel, but you're not going to see me and John Thrasher tongue kissing each other, unfortunately.
Hell no.
Unless we get.
Whatever you're about to say, no.
$50,000.
No.
From
now we have a ransom note. We did this
JonBenet
episode. $118,000.
Then John and
I don't even
will tongue kiss. Even Nadine would probably be okay with that.
I
don't for $118 grand? Okay.
Excuse me. Hold on. Excuse me. Nadine's not a part of this.
We don't care.
I'm not okay with
that. We don't care about your consent. We don't care about your consent.
You hate men, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do, actually. Yeah. Okay. It works out for me. Yeah. It works out for me. It's much worse when a man hates a woman than when a woman hates a man.
Don't
you know, like you can
start,
be like, you hate
please.
Men. And I'd be like, yep. But then I'm like, you hate women. And you're like, no, I love women. You're trying to prove yourself.
Which you say on every episode, by the way. So
I always manage to fit it in, which
yeah,
is great.
Do.
But John, these are great holiday backgrounds. And I just want to thank you again.
Yes.
For
we are
that.
Continuing with our holiday backgrounds. If you're watching us on YouTube or Patreon, you can see our beautiful setups here. Darren, I did not get the updated version with the logo on yours yet, but I will send that through eventually.
And you could add a stocking for Nadine, but you didn't because you hate women. See how it all works out?
See
like
how that
guys?
Goes all the way back to that? There you go.
Really works out, yes.
But yeah, and also this week's episode is a Patreon suggestion from our longtime friend Mitz. More on that in just a bit as we start the show, but we're excited to get into that. And by the way, you can sign up for Patreon right now if you want to suggest a case. Certain tiers within our Patreon offerings can submit up to one suggestion per month. So Check us out, patreon.com/shakenanddisturbed. And by the way, one last little plug here. You can now gift a Patreon subscription. If you're listening to this episode and your best friend or somebody you know or whomever would love to get the gift of early access and exclusive content from Shaken and Disturbed, well, it's your lucky day. The link is in our show notes, but you can go to patreon.com/shakenanddisturbed/gift to make that happen. Darren, there's another
little
thing.
You also get exclusive NMRs on
That's
Patreon.
Right.
And by the way, speaking of which, our Patreon NMR, we talked about Wicked. I'm not going to go too much into it, but when I did ask Nadine if she would go see it, she said yes.
Yes, with a million S's. You're going to see it.
And I just go, really? Like, you want to see it? Like, I emphasize the want, waiting for a response back. Waiting for a response back, we'll see. You're
going
to have to listen to our
it.
NMRs in order to see how that conversation ends. But
I know. And Darren, by the way, I just want to say Darren will watch 8,000 documentaries in a week, but I ask her to see one movie a year and she's giving a little pushback. So
yeah, I mean, it's not just one movie. It's like, you know, it's 3 hours. But also, I will report back on that. But also, our Ask Us Anything, our AUA, not an AMA, but our AUA is up. Our posts on Patreon and Facebook are there waiting for your questions. You can also DM us, of course, directly on Patreon. And of course, on Instagram, we'll add those questions to anything. But
that's right.
Last year, John was asked about his relationship status by Hallie on Patreon. We're open to anything. We really love this tradition. And maybe you'll learn something about us you've never heard, or you want our idea on a case, or you want us to look at something. We're open to everything. We just kind of do it at the end of the year just for a little fun Q&A.
And I will say, I was listening to last year's recently just to hear it because I couldn't quite remember like what kind of questions we were getting. And it was really fun to listen back and like kind of think about
food questions.
It was like, what if you could have one drink for the rest of your life, what would it be? And I was like, Bailey's. Do you remember what yours was? Non-alcoholic
seltzer.
Yeah, it was seltzer.
Yeah,
I was surprised
by that. I mean,
you're like, I love Diet Coke. Yeah, there you go. You're drinking.
Yeah, I love
right
Diet
now.
Coke, but like, I don't always want a Diet Coke, you know,
That's
and
true.
Seltzer is like good all the time.
That's
me,
a good
so.
Point. That's a very good point. All right, well, let's get into this week's episode. As mentioned, this case is suggested by our longtime listener of the show and Patreon, Sussy Radish herself, Mitz. We love you, Mitz. You've always been there for us and always been so supportive of the show. So thank you for your case suggestion. And I actually, Darren, reached out to Mitz to ask her if she had anything that she wanted to include in this episode. And it turns out that she has a little bit of a personal connection to this case. In fact, she said, quote, "Thank you, Hart. All I have to say is that this story really traumatized my classmates and myself. I just remember during the time she was missing, all of our parents wanted us to stay home until we would get some answers. My parents and I went to her funeral to pay our respects. This will always stay with me, and her family will always be in my thoughts," end quote. So it's really unfortunate that she has such a close connection and has been through, I guess, you know, you could say, part of what we're about to talk about today. But, you know, I think there's something about sharing someone's story and sharing their life like this on a podcast that can be healing to some degree. So, Mitz, again, thank you for the suggestion. And Darren, we should probably just jump right in here.
Yeah, let's do it. I always think it's really impactful. I'm blanking on his name, but the case that we covered, that was somebody, it's like a Jonathan, the guy who got lost on the movie set. Why am I blanking on it? He was out west. He was filming, and then you had a connection
Moore.
To it.
Yes, his last name is Moore.
That's like it. Just kind of make me think. Or even when
I'll
we covered, Skylar Nice, and he kind of knew
Terrence
someone.
Woods.
Terrence Woods. That's what I thought. Terrence Woods. Just a connection. I feel like, you know.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, if you listen to our NMR, I do talk about how like nonfiction is really the thing that kind of gets me going and kind of like really connects to me. So when someone has a relationship to a case like this,
I know,
I do think it's always just like, it has like a little bit more impact, you know? And I think
it does.
I kind of think that only when people are really like affected by something do they start paying attention to it. So,
that's
Mitz,
true.
Thank you so much for sending this in. So hopefully we can shine some light on some other things. So let's get into this
thank
week's
you.
Case. In 1998, 20-year-old Skylar Chambers, no, not Skylar Nice, but Skylar Chambers. I was supposed to be named Skylar. So Skylar is a...
You were?
That was what my mom wanted to name me. That's what my mom wanted to name me, but my dad chose it. So Sky Chambers became one of the first people to ever work virtually with a colleague. This is 1998. I mean...
Yeah, you don't really hear about that. The dial-up was just beginning.
I mean, even in 2008... Skype was not even what it was even today. I mean, Skype was a little hairy. It
Yeah.
was a little bit hard to find. So,
Good point.
Skylar was a computer school dropout from Oakland and began working for an internet service provider, which meant getting to connect with people from all over the world online, which was an insanely novel concept at the time, almost
Yeah.
30 years ago.
Can I
One of
mention one
Sky,
quick thing? I remember, oh, this, but you said 2008. I just wanted to make this point. I remember in 2006, I was in Italy. I was teaching English in Italy for the summer. And even back then, 2006, which is at this point pretty far along ago, I had to go to internet cafes to check my email and interact with my family because smartphones weren't quite what they were yet. You remember the first iPhone didn't even come out until 2007. So, yeah, I mean, I know this isn't 1998, but even think about that in 2006 that I just mentioned, and so many years,
That's
8 years
crazy to
earlier.
think about internet cafes. Obviously, they still have those abroad,
Yeah, they
for
do.
people that's still around. But, and if you remember that Netflix documentary, Don't Fuck with Cats, the internet
Right.
cafe sort of brought that person
Yes, that's
down.
true.
So they definitely have a reason. But yeah, this was definitely of a time.
Yeah, for
And
sure.
like I was saying, one of Skylar's first work friends was Turner Reeves, who was a young man from Chicago and only 2 years older than Skylar. Skylar and Turner spent 4 years working the same job, chatting online, before they decided to take their friendship to the next level. And in the spring of 2002, Skylar decided to take a vacation to Chicago's suburbs to meet his friend in person.
What do you think about that? Now, keep in mind, Skylar would be 24 at this point.
I do, and listen, I think obviously now I think we can look at it and say that this is obviously very dangerous. I certainly
Well,
wouldn't
right.
recommend anyone to do just because like if you don't really know anything about them, how do you know that you're working with Turner
Yeah.
fully, and even if it is virtual, are you sure that that person is Turner?
Right.
Obviously I don't recommend it, but being a man, I imagine probably doesn't make you think about your safety as much as it would a woman. And so I sort of understand probably how that might not have been a thought process. I almost can't imagine it not being a thought process for a
Right.
woman going to see somebody, especially a guy that you've never
Yeah.
seen or what you hope is a guy. But yeah, I would say this is not a smart idea, but I could sort of understand, especially during that time, there wasn't anything nefarious online that people knew about yet that was as important,
Right.
as obviously out there as it is now. So,
Yeah.
well, during this trip, Turner brought Skylar to a house party thrown by his cousin. So they meet and he goes to a house party. And at the party, the two men met Nassim Davoudil, who is a friend of the host, the cousin, who was a few years younger than Skylar and Turner. So Turner's 2 years older than Skylar, and Nassim is a few years younger, just to give you a little bit of
Yeah,
context.
and there was just a small little typo there. Her name is actually Nassim Davoudi, just so we know. So
Oh,
sorry about
sorry.
that. No, you're good.
Davoudi,
That was just a mistype
yes.
in our information. So yes, on May 31st, 2002, Skylar and Turner picked Nassim up from school, appearing eager to see her again and promising that they'd drive her home. However, the young men instead drove Nassim to Turner's home, where he lived with his parents and daughter, a young toddler. They park the car, which is kind of unusual in and of itself, right? Like living with your parents, but also having a daughter. That's somewhat unusual for that time frame, I would say. But
A
they
lot of
park the.
times, though, it's an immigrant thing or it's like a foreigner type of thing. Like
Yeah,
there
that's
are,
true.
cultures that definitely is like multi-generational and you live in the house.
Right.
So
No,
it could
that's
have been more
true.
of a cultural thing than anything else. But yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, well, tragically, they parked the car and proceeded to suffocate Nassim in the back seat. She was killed less than 30 minutes after getting into the car. When Nassim didn't return home that night, her family reported her missing and police began trying to locate her. Now, 18-year-old Sarah Husseini, I think is how you pronounce the last name, lived on the same block as Turner, was classmates with both Nassim and Tyler's cousin, the one who threw the party, and was engaged to be married actually to Nassim's older brother.
Oh, wow.
When police began canvassing the neighborhood, Sarah informed them that only a few days before Nassim's disappearance, she'd noticed Nassim talking to Skylar and Turner when the two came by the school campus to give the cousin a ride. So Sarah was aware that they were friends and that they had been hanging out and
Or at
like, by
least
the
had some
way,
sort of relationship in some sort of way.
exactly. Yeah, quote, Nassim knew the cousin from school, and that's probably why she trusted them enough to get into the car the next day, end quote. This is what Husseini said in front of Turner's house, the Turner house, excuse me. So police and prosecutors say they had run into the same lead throughout the investigation. It was all leading back to Turner and Skylar. A total of three people saw Nassim get into the car with the two men on the day of her disappearance and were able to identify them. So this is obviously like all leads are pointing to the same two guys here. And in fact, Turner and Skylar were arrested that Tuesday night and interrogated at separate suburban police stations in Chicago.
Probably smart to interrogate them obviously separately, and they're young. They don't know each other that well. So curious to see if they're going to turn on each other or not. Well, prosecutors said, quote, both men have given statements in the case on videotape, and that Turner led them to the spot where Nassim's body was buried under a few inches of dirt,
So
end
not only
quote.
did they suffocate her in the back seat, they then went and tried to bury her, which is crazy.
Right, but how do we get here? That's what
Yeah,
I want to know.
exactly.
How do we get here? Well, after 5 days of searching, so that's what I don't understand, because Turner led them to the spot, but after 5 days of searching, Nassim's body was found in a shallow grave. Again, they said just a few inches of dirt. Autopsy reports found she had been sexually assaulted, suffered blunt trauma to the head and suffocation, and died ultimately from strangulation.
That's horrible.
Turner and Skylar were arrested and charged with first-degree murder and aggravated sexual assault. Makes sense. They were held without bail until their trial began on October 25th, 2005. The state called 17 witnesses.
It sounds like a lot of people saw them all interacting at some to some degree.
For them to call 17 in a case like this feels like they at least have a, eyewitness testimony is eyewitness testimony. It shouldn't be the linchpin that
course.
kind of gets people there. But the following claims were made in court, okay, from these 17 witnesses. We sort of aggregated a couple of these. So, like I said, they called a total of 17 witnesses. One of their star witnesses was Jackie Bahina, who was a friend of Nassim's, who testified that she watched Nassim and Skylar being introduced for the first time only one day before the murder. So you're seeing the inception of it happen. Now, Jackie told the jury Skylar and Nassim only talked for a few minutes and hugged goodbye when they parted ways. Nothing kind of out of the order. I mean, it's funny because it's like you'd see something like that at a party. How many things have we seen like that at a party? And it only becomes implanted in your memory when something nefarious happens.
That's
You know,
true.
like it's interesting that she would even remember this. Obviously, she probably wouldn't have if the murder didn't happen so quickly from when she saw that
When she
at
saw
that
them,
party. So the next day, Nassim was excited but nervous to talk to Skylar again when she realized he was on campus. And at first, she planned to avoid him. I totally get that. But eventually, found the courage to approach him again. And the
Which
two
I
began
find,
chatting.
oh, sorry, not to interrupt, but I find that an interesting detail as well, because it's like, she seemed in good spirits with him, but then when she realized he was on campus, like that was too much for her. I think I'm wondering if that was
Well, I
like
think
her
it's a
instinct.
crush. No, I see.
Oh, I
I'm
see what you're
taking this
saying.
like she's got a crush on him. She's
Good point.
nervous, and I think she doesn't know how to like handle it. You know, she's a few
That
years
makes more sense.
younger. He's driving. It could be cool. Well, the two did begin chatting on campus, and only and almost immediately started to leave campus together. Jackie's last memory, again, the star witness, last memory of Nassim was watching her friend hold onto Skylar's car door as though she were about to get in. Really specific.
The details get interesting here. So Turner's cousin, Jarrett Curtis, testified for the state as a subpoenaed witness. The young man said that he usually took the bus to and from school, but his cousin Turner would pick him up every blue moon, he said, his words there. He said Turner and Skylar, excuse me, unexpectedly picked him up from school in Turner's car on the day before the murder. During this pickup, Skylar asked to be introduced to Nassim, and Jarrett obliged. Skylar offered her a ride home too, but Nassim refused, saying Skylar could talk to her the next day. So it sounds like there's a little bit of like, I don't think this is the right time or place. See you when I see you type of thing here, in my opinion. So Jared said when he finished with class the next day, Turner and Skylar at the school again, were at the school again, offering him and Nassim both rides home.
Which
Now
is
this.
where we Jackie came comes in seeing Nassim get into the car.
Exactly. So this time, Nassim accepted the ride, and Skylar suggested that they go to the mall instead of driving right to Nassim's home, and Nassim agreed. Or, as Darren mentioned on this week's NMR, I think,
It's not a
malls are
shop.
just
It's not a
shopping
mall. It's a
experiences. Yeah.
shopping experience.
There you
Yes,
go.
correct.
Well, Jared sat in the front seat, Turner drove, while Skylar and Nassim sat in the back seat. Turner then drove to his girlfriend Isabella's house and spoke to her for a few minutes before driving all four back to his own house and parking in his garage. Jarrett got out and went into the house, and Turner remained in the car but later entered and left the house two separate times. Jarrett said he went outside at about 2:30 p.m., but he did not hear the car in the garage or see Turner, Skylar, or Nassim. Now, again, this is what we're hearing in the court. In the trial, so lots of interesting details about how this all
So
played
it's just
out.
so weird. Like, you get into a car to drive home. All
Yeah.
four of them drive home, right?
Right,
He stops at
right.
his girlfriend's house. They all drive back to his own house. They park in the garage. He gets out, but he leaves everyone else in the
Yeah, that
car.
doesn't, I don't know, like, why is everyone staying in the car to begin with?
Right. Like, if we get into a garage, wouldn't he be like, all right, let's all get
Yeah.
out. Like,
Let's get going. Yeah.
unless the two were like necking in the back, being like, all right, we're just gonna let them go. Why
Maybe,
would the other
maybe.
person stay in there? Like,
Yeah. I haven't
it
heard
doesn't
the
make
word
sense.
necking in a long time, so thank you for
Necking.
that. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay,
So
thanks.
Jared said he next saw Turner at 6:30 p.m. that day when his cousin told him that if the police asked about Nassim, Jared should say he saw her get into a white Buick with some Mexicans.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
Turner seemed a little nervous and was acting as if he could not explain himself in front of Skylar. I mean, I could see that, given
Yeah,
the fact that
especially if
he's
you're
saying,
hiding
like,
something. Yeah.
well, and also, like, if the cops ask, like, oh, you don't worry about it, but you tell them that she went into some, white car with a white Buick with
Yeah.
Mexicans, like,
Yeah, that's
should
a
we not be
weird
concerned?
descriptor.
Like, and
Yeah.
why do you know they're Mexican? Like, should we not be concerned? Like, I don't understand. Why would the cops come? Why would the
Right.
cops come?
Right.
So Jarrett said that when asked, Skylar simply told, oh, sorry. So he seemed a little nervous and was asking if he could not explain himself. So when Jarrett
Right.
said that when asked, Skylar simply told him that Nassim ran away.
But
Again,
meanwhile, we know it actually
doesn't
happens.
make sense. Now, police detective Kelly Lally testified that he questioned Turner at his parents' home on the day before Nassim's body was found. And Turner told the detective that they last saw Nassim at the school campus getting into a white Buick with two male Hispanics. Kelly said that the following evening, on June 3rd, 2002, when Turner and Skylar were arrested and charged, Turner waived his rights immediately, choosing to speak with Kelly and another officer.
Never a good thing to do, by the way. Doesn't help your
Well,
case in any way, shape, or form, typically.
Turner at first repeated the story about Nassim getting into a Buick, but changed his story after being informed the police had already spoken with Jarrett.
Oh, interesting.
Now, Turner admitted that he had been at the school campus on May 30th and 31st, this is the year 2002, and that Nassim had been in his car with him, Curtis, and Skylar on May 31st, 2002, Curtis meaning Jarrett. So
Yeah, sorry.
that on May 31st, Nassim had been in the car with Skylar, Turner was there, and Jarrett.
There you go. Yeah, so then he confessed, Turner, that on the afternoon of May 31st, he, Nassim, and Skylar had driven around together for a while until they stopped at nearby Forest Preserve. The three then exited the vehicle and went for a walk in the woods. Turner claimed that at that point, he lost sight of Skylar and Nassim for roughly 45 minutes, telling detectives that when Skylar finally emerged from the woods, he was alone.
Like, none of this makes sense. Like, none of
Now,
this makes sense. This is like, these are just three fucking idiots who can't, or two idiots rather.
yeah, I
I
was
don't want
going
to
to
call
say.
Jared an idiot. Not understanding how easy this is to corroborate and just being stupid.
Exactly.
Yes.
According to Turner, Skylar told him that Nassim had met some friends in the woods and left with them.
Like,
Well,
what? Like,
this
who
is.
is. Is she Winnie the Pooh?
I know, like, what is
Is
this, a fairy
she
tale?
Eeyore? Like, what are we
Right.
talking about?
That makes no sense. Turner agreed to provide the police with a written statement and a videotape confession, both of which were admitted to into evidence. The following day, Turner agreed to show law enforcement where the body had been hidden, and both men were arrested. The tape was played and the transcript was published to the jury despite the defense's objection. Turner and Skyler were both found guilty for taking an innocent life, while the community mourned for the loss of an innocent young school student who just happened to trust the wrong people to take her home. And as we mentioned, our friend Mitz, unfortunately, knew this person and was part of the school system that was keeping people home. And I would do the same thing if I was a parent, because until you know exactly what happened, I'm not sure I would want my kids going to school and mingling with God knows who when there's
Well, and also,
potential,
like,
you know?
because this was early days of internet, and Mitz, thank you for submitting the story. I wish we kind of,
Yes.
I mean, I wish we knew more about any of these motivations or what's kind
For
of going on,
sure.
because given the fact that they had met, Turner and Skylar had met online, working together for this
Yeah.
company, like, are there written transcripts that they can kind of, like, how
Yeah,
was
good
this planned
point.
out? Like, why would they go see each other
And
and then within like 48 hours kill someone? Like, it just doesn't. That doesn't really make any sense. Obviously, they were found guilty, and I'm sure they're guilty because their stories were horrendous. But like,
right.
what was that correspondence in those 4 years of then determining that like this is what they wanted to do? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And then to have so many witnesses to it also doesn't make sense. I mean, you pick her up on a school campus, you have another person in the car that drives all of them home, like. Obviously, this
Yeah.
wasn't well thought out, but like you clearly have so many different. It's not like you're kidnapping her.
Yeah, and the other thing too is like, what is the motive here? You know, like, what was there
That's what I'm
some.
saying. Like, that's what I want to know, what that like correspondence was like
Right.
virtually, because it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's interesting because when the judge, whose name was Judge Joseph Urso, sentenced these guys. Urso said, quote, "The only just sentence is that you never see sunlight or touch the ground except from behind bars." So, yeah, the
Well, I
judge was
mean,
pretty intense on that.
justice was clearly served there, but like,
Yeah.
why?
Yeah, and I also want to read another quote. This is from the victim's mother, Juanita Davuti, who walked out of the courtroom when a crying Reeves. Sorry, I just want to make sure which one was Reeves. I'm just forgetting here. Sorry, guys. Reeves, whose last name was Reeves? Am I missing this? Oh, Turner. Turner's last
Turner
name was
Reeves.
Reeves.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know, she walked out of the courtroom here when she saw him apologizing to the family. The mom said, quote, "It's a relief to be done. Since Chambers didn't get the death sentence, I didn't expect it today, but I was relieved when the judge said life in prison." And can you
I
imagine? Of
bet.
course. Yeah, I bet you would if you're a parent there.
Yeah. I mean, certainly I'm not for the death penalty, but if you
Yeah.
kill a person and you are found guilty, then absolutely serve life in prison. You know,
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard because I also don't believe that with the Menendez brothers, and I do believe in redemption, especially for young people like this. But yeah, I'd imagine like that's such a relief that they're now behind bars and can't be
Yeah.
terrible anymore to people. Yeah.
Yeah, the judge sentenced Reeves to 30 years, each of them actually, to 30 years in prison for aggravated kidnapping and aggravated criminal sexual assault, and another 5 years for concealment of a homicide. So they have all kinds of sentencing stacked up against them, which
What a
they deserve.
horrible, just
Yeah.
like for no reason. Like, I
Yeah,
don't
it's
know. Just like
tough.
a
It's a
horrible
tough
case.
one.
It's just terrible. Mitz, thank you so much for submitting it. A reminder that if you're part of our Patreon, you're a Sushi Radish, you can submit a case as well. We would love to cover any of these cases that really means a lot to you guys, especially one that you might have a connection with. We are definitely here to kind of spread the word on that. But thank you again, Mitz. This was great. So,
Yeah, thank you for that. Darren,
okay, and
let's
then
go into some listener shout outts.
Yeah, so there were a lot of comments, a lot of feedback about our JonBenet Ramsey
Yes.
Netflix documentary reaction. So Marty, one of our favorite Sussy Radishes, said,
That's
quote, "I
right.
watched the Netflix documentary before I watched this episode of Shaken," which was good, smart. "I do remember hearing about the murder when it happened, but I didn't know a lot of the details. I'm also partial to the intruder theory, but I agree with both of you. Why was the ransom note even written? And like you both discussed, why such a thorough note that would obviously take planning and time to write? Yes,
Right.
please, Boulder Police Department, go back and do the genealogy DNA testing."
Period. Thank you,
Agreed.
Marty.
And you know, Marty, like, again, like it does make sense. Like, I don't think that her family sexually assaulted her. I don't think her brother sexually assaulted her. But that doc didn't definitively say whether or not she was sexually assaulted. So, and then, like, if you're gonna go do that, yeah, like the ransom note wasn't like, give me $118,000 or your daughter dies, leave it here. It was paragraphs, paragraphs written, paragraphs.
And, three pages, I think it was. And, I went back and actually watched, Darren, the
And why say you're a
CBS.
foreign faction? It just like doesn't make sense. Keep going. Yeah.
No, it's true. I went back and watched the CBS documentary that was very
Oh.
controversial from a couple years ago. And they did something really interesting in that documentary, which I highly recommend. You can buy it on at least on Apple TV for $6. Worth it if you're a true crime fan, in my opinion. But they did an interesting thing, and I forgot that they did this. They had everyone on the investigation write out the letter themselves to see how long it would take. And on average, it took them 22 minutes to write
A
out this
handwritten note.
three-page note. Yeah. And I'm
Handwritten.
like,
Like, it takes a
no.
while. No one's just standing there. And so that's why I think it's like it could be a little bit of both. Like, I was thinking about it after we'd
I
recorded
know. I
it.
thought so much more after we
And I
recorded.
really was just like, is it possible that there was an intruder that sexually assaulted her and killed her? Yes.
Of
Like,
course.
yes, there's reasonable doubt there for everything. But is it also possible that maybe John and Patsy Ramsey were embarrassed that their little girl was sexually assaulted, and perhaps that they put her in a situation to be more vulnerable to those types of things, being in beauty pageants, being so young, that maybe writing the ransom note was their way of like alleviating some of the embarrassment about it? I don't know. I don't
Yeah,
know.
we none of us know. I mean, it's a very plausible theory. I could
Yeah.
see that the thing about the JonBenet Ramsey case is that we will never know unless there's a
Unfortunately, the
DNA
DNA
match.
is it's just too contaminated though at this point. Like, it's just too contaminated,
And we can
unfortunately. I
keep
really do
putting
believe that.
ourselves, oh, sorry, I didn't mean, did not mean
No.
to interrupt you there, but we can keep putting ourselves in different hypotheticals and then saying, oh, that must be it. But it's like, it could be any hypothetical because there's just no way to know this many years later, especially.
There really isn't. Yeah, there really isn't.
So,
So
we
thanks,
also,
Marty. Thanks for
yes,
that.
thank you,
Yeah.
Marty. We love you. We also had quite a lot of comments and discussion happening on the YouTube video as well. In fact, YouTube user Renee Scott 545 made an interesting point, Darren. She said, "I'm quote, I'm still curious about the housekeeper and her husband. I don't remember hearing that their DNA was taken," end quote.
Good call.
And I hadn't heard of that either. I mean, that could or could not have happened and just may not have been reported. But that was a really good, astute observation, Renee Scott 545 on YouTube. By the way, subscribe on YouTube. We love seeing our community build over there, especially on the
Hit that
JonBenet.
subscribe button. John,
That's
this is
right.
me.
That's right. There you are. You may be watching right now on YouTube, and thank you. Please do hit subscribe and hit the bell for notifications.
Me doing this reminds me of like people who like type, you know, how they're like on their phones and they're like,
Oh my God. How do people do that? I
I
can't.
can't.
I
Sometimes Andy types
can't.
like this and I'm like, can I just do it for you? Like, can I just,
We can't do. Yeah, can you just grab the phone from him and do it?
Well, you know, guys, it is that, as you could tell from our lovely backgrounds created by John Thrasher, it is the holiday season. And as we mentioned, you can now gift Patreon subscriptions. Do you have a friend, a partner, a loved one, a family member, a sister, a brother, a cousin, a niece, an aunt, an uncle,
A
so many
cat?
things, a cat, fuck a ghost, I don't care, a
Do
random person who wants
a
to listen to the
ghost.
show. Well, gifting them a subscription really helps support our show. Patreon.com/shakenanddisturbed/gift, or click the link in our show notes. John is so lovely and he puts it right there for you.
Couldn't be easier. And lastly, as we mentioned at the top of the show, head over to our Patreon or Facebook group, both of which are linked in our show notes, and ask us anything. We want as many questions as we can get. We're going to read your first name and your question on a future episode as we close out 2024. As we mentioned, we did this last year. We love doing this as a way to round out the year and have a little fun and just keep it lighthearted. True crime is a interesting genre, but around the holidays we try to keep it just a hair lighter than usual. So, all right,
Yes.
Darren, again, thank you, Mitz, for submitting this as a case suggestion,
Yes,
and so
thank you.
sorry for your connection to the case. And yeah, we'll see you guys next. Darren, any final words, any final sign off here? Mine is, of course, check your Zyrtec if you need or want Zyrtec.
Mine is, I don't know if I'm going to see Wicked. DM me to
Why
convince
are you
me.
doing this? This is actually getting on my
It's
nerves now. This is actually getting on my nerves. I'm going to text Nadine after this and be like, go to Wicked. You will not regret it. There you go.
Lord save
Love you
us.
guys. See you next
Hear our
time.
prayer. Love you. Bye.
Goodbye. And don't forget to join us for our holiday live stream for all listeners on Tuesday, December 17th at 7 p.m. on YouTube. You heard that right. Anyone can join us. If you're listening to or watching this right now, you're in. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to be talking true crime. We're going to be drinking some spiked eggnog. It's going to be fun. Mark your calendars Tuesday, December 17th, and be sure to hit subscribe and that notification bell on YouTube. It would really mean so much to us, and you'll get the notification once we go live on that Tuesday, December 17th. You can also follow us at Jay Thrasher, Carpe Darren, and on the official Facebook group and Patreon, all of which are linked in today's show notes. We can't wait to have some fun with you guys and celebrate another amazing year of Shaken and Disturbed.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.